You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Have you ever looked at a food package that has mouth-watering fresh strawberries on the front, and then you open the package and it smells like a delicious sun-ripened one, and soon you take a bite and it tastes like a pungent strawberry? Trouble is, not a single bit of strawberry is in that thing you just ate. Carolina, I hate it when that happens.
First of all, hilarious that you call it thing, because
well, I don't know what else to call it.
I know, right? It wasn't real food, right? It had
something else
in it. You're right. Most of the things we're eating that have these kind of components you're talking about should be in the thing category versus the food category. But I know, I hate it when that happens too. Unfortunately, that is a reality in our food industry right now. A lot of products will say strawberry flavored or even cheese flavored. And when you turn the box and read the ingredients, it's like, well, wait a minute, where does it say strawberries? It doesn't. So what often does it say? You know, instead of strawberries, usually it's either natural flavorings or artificial flavorings.
That's a big one. Let's start right there. Natural flavoring. And most people fall for that. Why shouldn't we?
I know. Well, artificial flavoring, it's pretty easy, right? Most people are like, oh, artificial, that sounds awful. I don't want this product. So then they want the one that says natural. Well, right there, that was why, you know, these components were first invented. But anyways, under the definition of the federal regulation definition, if you want to be important and use the big words, natural flavor is anything from the essential oil or the essence or extractive or protein hydrolysate from any product that comes and contains flavoring constituents derived from the fruit juice, the vegetable, the spice, the herb, the leaf, or even just some part of the plant, some part of the meat, the seafood. So you get the point. It's something. They took the real food. Okay, so let's go with the strawberry example. They took the real strawberry. They took it to a lab and stripped it of just about everything you can call it natural. And then they were left with a chemical compound, which they can call it the essential oil or even just an extract from the strawberry. And that chemical compound is as close to an artificial chemical as you can get, but it does derive from the natural. So they're still allowed to call it natural, and it exhibits the same quality as a regular strawberry would without any nutritional value. So that's your key word there. So it'll smell like it. It might even taste a little bit like it. It won't have any nutritional value from the strawberry. And at the end of the day, it is still a chemical compound very similar to the artificial, but derived from the natural. A lot of big words, but you get the point, right?
Yeah, I get the point, but so that's not good. Even though it is. It has a likeness to artificial. It has that derivative, the natural derivative. Is that going to be harmful to our bodies to eat that, or what is wrong with eating that?
Well, that's the thing. It was made in a lab, just like the artificial.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, from the get-go, I think it's an issue. The other issue, I think it's, to me, the biggest issue is you bought the product because you thought natural, right? A lot of us buy things.
Right.
The food industry picked up on that very quick, that people wanted to buy all natural. There wasn't even a regulation on how you can use the word natural, because we all know some brand of cheese puff-like crunchy snacks put the word natural in front of their package, and there was nothing natural about it. But the food industry picked up on that, so they paid a lot of money. Now, mind you, these natural flavorings are much more expensive than artificial flavorings, to put those ingredients in the package, because they knew it would sell. People are asking for it. But they didn't take any caution in thinking about, well, we're not adding the real strawberry in it. We're not giving the pleasure of eating the strawberry and getting the nutrient benefit from eating a strawberry, the antioxidants that come with the strawberries, and all the minerals that come with strawberries. Those are not there anymore. You're just getting the flavor. So, I mean, as far as harmful effects, I think there's a lot to be studied about it still. To find out, I think the biggest harm done is the lack of any nutrients. So you just missed the opportunity to eat something nutrient filled and some better quality calories per se, and instead ate something that just had the smell and somewhat of the taste of the regular strawberry.
But I think, yeah, you just said it, the somewhat of the taste. I think it's fair to say that when you taste a real strawberry and you taste a natural strawberry, naturally sourced whatever strawberry thing I call it, that there is a difference, and your taste buds begin to adapt to the one that's made in the lab, and you forget and you lose that pungency, real, wonderful, fresh strawberry flavor. So then you, people, the kids especially, start looking for, well, this doesn't taste like, I mean, I've had that, a taste test, where they'll taste something, and they say, that's not what a strawberry tastes like. And because they're so used to the other sources, and they have to adapt back to that natural. Of course, they love it when they realize how delicious and much more flavorful it is. But we're talking about strawberry, but they don't just relegate this process to fruit. They, how about cheese? All those cheese products out there that have no cheese in it. Talk about that.
Yeah, they do it to everything. It's not just strawberry or cheese. It's vegetables, it's meat, it's chicken, it's everything. The cheese one is very common because it's expensive to add real cheese to products, but people love the flavoring of cheese, especially people who are looking and watching calories and watching their weight. They still want the cheese flavor, but they don't want any of the calories associated with eating cheese. So they look for these products, and these products usually are going to have natural flavorings that come from cheese, but it's not really cheese. And I think the problem with that, especially for those people watching calorie, is that one of the kind of the side effects that came with using the synthesized product from natural but being close to a chemical as you can get, is it kind of teases your taste bud into the flavor of cheese. But let's be honest, it does not taste like real cheese. It just gives you a little tease of what real cheese would taste like. So then you get hooked, and you get this very addictive type of experience where you have to have more and more and more, and you ate the whole bag to try to get that flavor of the cheese, and you got to the bottom of the bag, and you still didn't taste what real cheese was supposed to taste like. So satiety wasn't involved in the process, and you probably ate more than you should have, and you were trying to avoid the cheese when really you should have just had an ounce of real cheese and you would have been better off from the beginning.
A lot more calories in a whole bag than an ounce of cheese, and of course there's food value differences as well. You talked about the addictive quality. I think what they do is add a lot of sodium to these natural, these quote natural flavors or artificial flavors, so that you feel like you're getting something more than just what came out of the lab. And that has its downside as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I you know, we've seen it time and time again where kids, you know, they think they're eating raspberry popsicle. They don't even know that raspberry isn't blue, because every raspberry popsicle out there is blue. So it's confusing the mind. It's confusing your taste bud. It's tilting the scales of what something is supposed or not supposed to taste like. And it's causing real harmful effect long term, as you know, if nothing else, sure, every once in a while. But the problem with consuming these products over and over again is, like I said from the very beginning, you're missing out the opportunity from getting the real nutrients from the real strawberry or the real cheese. There's something to be said about that fat in the cheese. You might need that. So there's a real shame in losing the opportunity to eat all these things. But I wanted to also end on a positive note, because you all know I like to do that and give you some hope and inspiration on how to avoid or not to avoid and what you should do. So I think that's exactly my recommendation here, is natural flavoring. There's not a heck of a lot of research that's saying, oh, you should absolutely never, never, never consume this, but it's something you're missing the mark. Something. So looking for products that actually have the real strawberries is going to be better for you. So looking, read the ingredients. That's how you're going to come out on top of this one. Read the ingredients, make sure that you know what you're eating, make sure that you know what's in it. And that's what we do for you. So make sure you check us out at kidcritics.org. While you're there, look to enter our food giveaway. We have wonderful products. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.